This is Dirk from Mavericks Rugby. First thing I do when I get off the pitch, I listen to Casual Lit.
Psycho Social.
So what movie are we talking? Ah, that's right. This is something else. I'm confused.
What movie did you guys drink this week?
I don't even know what I'm doing.
You may not watch Rambo for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
All of them.
What's up, everybody? This is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm David.
I'm Dirt.
I'm Rody.
I'm Chris.
We have not got one of those right yet.
I'm glad we got that straight.
Hey, it's our first podcast, so still working out some kinks.
Oh, God bless America.
Leave your kinks in the bedroom where they belong.
I was trying to think today. I was like, it's been 20 days or so since we sat down and podcasted.
It's been a little while.
A long time.
Which end do I talk into? This one?
Yeah.
This one?
Oh. Well, you didn't do last Saturday. It was the Saturday before that.
Yep.
So technically it's 3 weeks. One, no, I was two, three. It's been 3 weeks since we've all been here at the same time.
Man. But it just feels so right.
Yeah.
Because I got kicked off the last episode. So I started my own podcast with Bray.
Yeah.
We talk about 1989 movies.
Hey.
Like Major League. And Super Troopers. Mm-hmm. Which, thanks everybody for checking that out. It's actually going pretty good, I think, but whatever.
That's really fun. That was stuff. Fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's going to be hanging around this one for a little while. I think we've decided for a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. But yeah, the next one's Major League 1989.
Oh my God, it's such a freaking great movie.
Yes, it is. It was me and him were having a blast. So, elephant in the room, Avengers Infinity War, fuck yeah! Yeah!
There's much choice in
you. You know that Thanos guy, he's a pretty bad guy.
Oh, sure.
Has everyone seen this movie?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Except for David.
Nope.
Spoiler alert.
We're not gonna kills Dumbledore.
No.
No.
Oh, come on. I loved all those words.
You're not a big Dumbledore fan?
Damn.
You wanted him to
Rhodey?
Die.
Rhodey? Jesus. Yeah. What do you got against gay wizards?
He had to die so everyone else could live.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but then so did Harry.
His sacrifice. Yeah.
Don't get me emotional. It's the beginning of the day. I can't.
Come down
I can't
this.
Relive this.
Yeah.
And little Malfoy crying about it. Like, you kill him. And he's like, I can't do it. I'm not that bad.
I don't want to.
It's because he only beats up on people smaller than him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Typical high school bully.
Yep.
Reminds Beautiful me. Coward.
What do you mean? That's all I can do.
Because the entire world is smaller than him.
I didn't have a choice in this matter.
It's born this way, baby.
Oh,
I just
God.
Realized that Rhodey is in Slytherin.
Yeah.
Best thing ever.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I'm good with that.
What's funny is Controllers and Keyboards was talking about that Harry Potter game that I also downloaded on the day it came out. It is fucking horrible.
It is terrible.
Cheers to the GOAT, because that game sucks.
Yeah. We all were excited when they announced, like, oh shit, Niantic's coming out with a Harry Potter game. That's going to be like the next Pokemon Go.
That's not the game. No. That one's still coming.
Oh, that one. Okay, yes. I thought that's what that was.
No, this is some other bull chunk.
Oh, okay. Bull well, chunk. Then I'm even happier now that is not succeeding.
Bull chunk. Sorry, that's a new word.
Bull chunk.
I like it. It's
is that very testicles?
Good. What is that?
Make sure to share this episode. Hashtag bull chunk.
Interesting. It's better than the 47 word hashtags you guys were going back and forth.
Yeah,
Jordan's was like, okay.
Hashtag run on.
Speaking of like Avengers, we were having a little civil war last night, Cody and I.
Oh.
I was trying to have some fun, just play WoW, you know, have a drink or two, you know, post with my friends, and all right, shots fired, I guess.
Yeah, then you just get messages on Facebook, and they're like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
May the 4th be fucking with you.
Yeah.
But that movie, though.
Yeah.
God bless.
It was good. Like,
yeah, I'm going back.
Yeah, like, I haven't watched
you
it.
You mean Thanos bless.
No. What's up? Thanos bless.
Bless Lord Thanos. What'd you think, Chris?
Loki,
you?
Please.
That was the best Avengers movie in my book. And out of all the Marvel movies.
Wow. Yeah.
Time stamp that one, please.
Yep.
Hey, they are the Avengers to me. They always will be.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It's all right. It's all right. They're all going. It's over.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to timestamp live videos, this is our first time live on YouTube, too. Yeah. So,
oh, that's
wave.
True. So, everyone, stop picking your boogers.
Yeah. Let's talk about this first beer that a good friend of ours, Sean, brought to us.
Yeah. So, He's originally from the Northeast, and he went back up there and brought us back a beer. It's from Aeronaut up in Massachusetts. This is a week with Dr. Nandu.
Nandu.
You know that guy in...
Guardians of Galaxy?
No.
Yeah. Oh. With the arrow.
Oh, I thought it was the bad guy in Sonic. My fault. I thought it was Robotnik.
I thought that's what I say whenever someone accuses me. Saying, nah, I'd do it.
Wait, isn't that the island with all the fucked up creatures that guy makes?
Oh, Dr. Moreau.
Xanadu?
Yes. Val Kilmer, right?
Oh, Planet of the Apes.
Oh.
Oh, no, that's my wife, Anandu. Oh, and we all got to sit in that silence on the live video. That's great.
Can we laugh? Hi, Amanda.
Yeah.
I liked it.
It's very balanced.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Super balanced.
Yeah.
Little malt, little more malty than hoppy.
Mm-hmm. It's a 6.5% IPA.
I don't think it's that old.
Nope. It was, let's see. Okay, on the bottom it's stamped the word Year Nandu. Looks like it was canned March 1st, so about a month. Hmm. A month and a half. Something like that.
So instead of Year of Our Lord, it's Year of Nandu?
Year of Nandu, okay. Yes. Okay. That's Dr. Nandu. He didn't go to 8 years of medical school just for you to call him Nandu.
Hmm. Dr. Nandu.
But highly advise if you have the means in the Northeast, pick you up some Aeronaut Dr. Nandu a year with.
And what Sean did, he went to smaller breweries when he was up there. He wasn't going after the big ones. And he went and gathered some of the, like I said, smaller, the more local, like the division type-esque smaller, you know. And that's how he got better, a more diverse selection, I guess. He didn't go after the Holy Grails where you stand in line for 3.5 days.
That's excellent. That's like people doing like a, oh, it's a foodie trail, but we're not going to go to this one restaurant that everyone's been raving about. We're going to go to this little mom-and-pop shop that you have to like call and set up a reservation for.
The hole in the ball.
But definitely a huge shout out to him. Thank you, Sean. This was absolutely delicious.
Awesome.
But the consensus is I would drink it again.
Yeah. Thumbs up.
And two thumbs up.
That Avengers was a great movie.
Chris, what did you think?
I'm hanging on to this.
It was delicious.
As long as I'm allowed to.
Was it the best Avengers movie you've ever drank?
Ever. Drink ever. Anyways, what's next?
What is next?
Good question.
Next.
I believe this beer is just a little bit older than I would like it to be, but I bought it because I love the name.
Oh. It's a pretty can.
Looks like a watermelon.
I always felt closer to IPAs than I did to people.
Well, thanks, Dirk. That's a very enlightening, but what's the name of the beer? So who brews this one?
This is Evil Twin.
Yeah.
Evil Twin.
Dang. Yeah, let's... Yes, it's double dry hopped with tons of Galaxy, Citra, Simcoe, and Falconer's Flight. Be ready for this close to perfect Indian Pale Ale.
Damn, they don't mince words.
Yeah. Calling the shots out there.
And the bad part about Evil Twin is they don't have a born on date.
Ah, okay.
Or anything.
So I'd like to say the bad part about Evil Twin is the signature mustache.
True. So you don't really know what you're getting, unfortunately.
Okay. That's odd. Because they're relatively large production and widely available.
Right.
That would be something I would be concerned with. Or maybe that's why they don't put it on the can, because they know it's traveling across state lines.
I immediately saw it, and I thought, oh, look, it's an India West Coast IPA thingy-mabobber New England bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Which that... I can't remember what the beer was, but on Reddit, somebody posted a beer, and somebody was like, that looks weird. And they were like, oh, you don't buy into the haze craze. I was like, oh, look, it's somebody that doesn't know about this.
Don't haze shame me, bro.
Well, it got pretty funny, because people immediately went after all the hashtags and everything.
Hey, like, boys, come on over. It's hazy as fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I will say, it was quite funny to see Turning Point, the haze masters of DFW, creating a non-hazy pilsner called... Haze Boy Tears.
Are you
Boy, they are just ascribed to that, aren't they?
Are they? Well, that's their good luck in the future. That's pretty hazy.
Yep.
Looks like orange juice.
Yeah.
And, ooh, even has some floaties.
Yeah, I got a little bit particular.
Like I said, I think it's a little bit older than I would have liked it to be.
Yeah, we know that now from the last show that we had David Untrecht on.
Yeah, that's true.
If there's floaties in it, it's not the fresher one, David. Shut up.
Send it back.
That was me.
This is orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
That's pure taste like orange juice. It's really good.
Yeah.
I like it. What's our ABV here? What are we dealing with? Ooh, 7.5.
Nice.
I'm drunk. Take me to the hospital. I've got to stop doing hospital jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time you say, if you say hospital three times in the mirror, they immediately charge you $5,000.
Yep. And I end up there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
It's like, hey, 2 weeks of hospital jokes, 2 weeks in the hospital. Yay.
Start clicking your heels and start saying hospital, hospital, hospital. There.
There's no place like the waiting room. There's no place like the waiting room.
God bless.
Because it's so dirty.
Mm. Brody, you don't seem to like this very much.
This is a little bit older.
It's a...
Like,
the
it's not what I was hoping it would be.
Mm-hmm. It's Evil Twin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good brewery. They do a lot of good stouts. But like I was saying earlier, they don't have a date at the bottom, so there's no way to tell how fresh it is.
Yeah.
A lot of sweet citrus on the back and some tropical notes. Yeah. But definitely tastes like the hops have dropped out a little bit and some residual sweetness in the malt.
But also got to kiss the name on the can.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt closer to IPAs than I did to people. Interesting. Trying to think what the first IPA I ever drank was. It was probably Deep Ellum, but it was either that or Dream Crusher. Dream Crusher was one of the first ones I ever drank, and I was like, I like IPAs, and I shouldn't like this because it's really bitter. But I did.
Dream Crusher's awesome. I think the first one I ever had was Storm Cloud.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah, that was a good
one. I apologize.
Yeah.
You're right. That one is different than normal IPAs, though.
Storm Cloud, the
English.
English.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
It's gone now.
It's not even New England. It's Old England IPA.
Right.
R.I.P.
Suck it.
You know me.
Colonial England.
You down with any IPA?
You know me, eh?
You down with any IPA?
There's too many letters. This tastes like oppression.
NSAID.
Yeah.
Don't hate this, though.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. I can tell it was a very nice beer, fresh.
Yeah.
That's how I want to sample.
Off a little bit.
That's how I want to sample every beer from now on.
Yeah. It's me old.
I can tell at some point during this beer's life it was good, but it ain't now.
Yeah.
It ain't now.
Yeah, we all pass our prime and then have to make up for it with clever can artwork.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jason, what did you think about Infinity Wars? I'll bring this back, too.
They won't let me do it.
I just don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous topic.
Yeah,
it's a very dangerous topic.
General impressions, like...
Oh, Jesus. It was mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Brody had to sit next to me doing the clap.
It's magical. You just clapped through the entire movie.
I was just getting excited. I'm just like... doing those weird moaning noises. Oh, my God, look at that. When this certain character popped up, I was like, oh, my God, there he is.
Yeah.
Man, I want to sit next to you for Infinity Wars 2.
Yeah.
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 Oh, when Dr. Nandu made his return?
Yes.
Dr. Nandu.
Dr. Nandu, I've come to bargain. Such a...
That was one of the most surprising parts, too, was that he may have been the lead character in that movie. And I was like, holy shit, awesome. And he killed it.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm like hungry for Dr. Strange now. I'm like, give me more. He was fucking awesome, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I went from Dr. Strange being like, it's cool, to I'm going to go buy his toy.
I really enjoyed the Dr. Strange movie.
Yep.
I liked it.
As did Will. You'll love this because he might be the lead.
Yeah.
I know they keep saying Thanos is the lead.
Doubt that very much, Playboy.
You don't think he's the lead? I thought his part was bigger than Downey's.
Yep,
it was.
Oh, the fabric softener?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that the next Tide Pod challenge? Just
he was weird.
I've come to balance the static in your dryer.
That Downey Jr., that guy. Drinking on set again.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. That's okay. This time McDonald's will save him from his drug addiction, not Burger King.
There we go.
How lucky he is.
Yeah.
I heard a rumor about this new main brewing place. I heard a rumor that some equipment started getting fired up. Is that true?
Yes. I'm glad that's the rumor we're referring to and not the one with the seven casualties.
About the sex tape rumor? You want to talk about
that? I definitely want to talk about that. Absolutely.
Also live streaming right now.
Yeah. You can find it on RedTube under Sparge Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, I haven't seen a porn scene in a brewery. I'm just throwing that out there. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Dude, there's a whole subgenre and we get to write it.
Yep. Untapped market right there.
Yes. And we already have so many hours of footage. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, your dry hop is so awesome.
Oh man, we could take this in just the worst direction right now.
I just went 1,000 and I'm like, oh no.
Make me a blonde.
Yeah, just getting tapped. I mean, that's all you need to say.
Yep.
Oh my God. I'm here to clean your lines.
Oh, Jesus.
The rumor, though, can you attest to any of these rumors? Are we allowed to talk about these rumors?
We are absolutely allowed to talk about these rumors because at the end of March, we submitted all of our paperwork and application for our last and final license that we're waiting for before we are allowed to sell beer. Typically, it takes 65 days on average for that license to go through. And as of the date of this recording, we are at day 50. So hopefully within 2 weeks, we should be able to finally sell some beer with the Nautilus on it.
Yeah, buddy.
Which some of you have already gotten a collaboration we did, which we're very proud of and very happy we were able to finally get some of our own beer and team up with Dirty Job. But, man, I want to pour you some Victory or Death IPA. I want you guys to taste my Gone Tubin Pale Ale. Gone I want you to have Friday Night White, our Hefeweizen.
Ooh. It smells German.
Yeah, it's not, though. It's quite American. So that started out as our wit beer recipe, and I like it, but it wasn't like a crowd favorite at all of our tastings over the last 2 years, so we're going to kind of merge it. We have been selling the hell out of wheat ales and Hefeweizen, so I'm going to tweak it, and we're going to change it into a lighter wheat ale, sessionable as well, because I think that's the next big trend, honestly.
The 2.3%?
No. That's... That's what you put on burns. Like when you get burnt, you put session ales on it.
Chris is making fun of me for sharing with him over here.
Hey, sharing is caring, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, I heard you drink on another podcast.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I did.
More than once.
Cheating on us.
Michael tells on you all the time.
Well, yeah, Michael's the one forcing it down his throat. Timestamp that, please.
I know where that's going to be in about a month.
Yep.
Sword and scale.
That's going to be my new text tone. I'm going to need that sent to me.
Yes. I will.
So we might get a text message. Michael's the one shoving it down his fucking throat. Ah, David, I miss him. I did the article picture that David shared the other day on New Main Brewing. That is now my contact picture for you.
Awesome. Yeah,
that's
that was
like my favorite picture ever.
That's like the most professional photo someone's ever taken of me.
Guy Who Brews. I can't wait till you Google Guy Who Brews and
Guy
it's
who brews
just you.
Yeah. David Clark.
Oh, it is awesome. It's my favorite picture of all time.
That article we're talking about was in La Calle on the Street, which is a local independent kind of magazine newspaper type thing run by just about five or six folks, and they have some writers, freelance writers that do articles about art, artists, breweries, just things that you go out and do. And so I got to hang out with them and actually went over and had a little party with them a couple weeks ago. And just super awesome guys, very passionate, and we're very, very thankful for the great article they wrote. So, and Lakai on the Street.
And speaking of Guy Who Brews, somebody at the table got to brew their first batch, technically, right?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, he did.
First batch ever, right?
Yeah, that was
first time to ever touch it.
Yeah. He and his wife.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Soon to be.
Soon to be wife.
Yes. Well,
you're already married.
Yeah, basically.
Well, do tell.
Oh, yeah. So it was awesome. I don't know how to like, describe it, but I was completely blown away by the process. I'd seen a couple of videos on YouTube. I had a rough idea. Most of the stuff I watched were like extract videos. I had like, okay, so I kind of got this figured out, but then we did a like the full like all grain process, and it was a lot of fun. It took a little long, 5-6 hours, but it was perfectly fine because in between like different steps, we were just chilling, talking, cataloging like what equipment we got, and it was a blast. Pretty easy too.
Yep, y'all brewed the pale ale with an amber twist.
Right. So Dirk wanted an amber ale, and so all an amber is a pale ale with just a little more darker malts in it. So, all right, we took the Gone Tubin pale ale, adjusted the malt bill slightly and the hops to where it's just going to be a nice, very easy, about 5% crushable amber ale for the celebration of Dirk and Alexis' nuptials.
Yay. Nuptials. Who came up with that word? That's a mouthful.
It was Alexander Nuptia.
Nuptia?
Mm. Yeah.
That's
he
about.
He was getting tired of people making jokes like, hey, what's Nuptia? He's like, that's a stupid joke, David. Stop trying to make nuptia work. It's not going to happen. And so I said, you know what? Marriage. That's what I'm going to hang my hat on.
Nuptia business.
That's definitely going to be a beer now. Oh, nuptia business.
Yep, confirmed.
Jesus Christ. So you had a blast.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, though. Pretty easy stuff. We took like, lots of different notes.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah.
And we were also joined by a fellow homebrewer, Paul Ford, who does listen to this show. Shout out to Paul. What up, man?
Paul, who would be on the all-time trivia team.
Yep. Yeah. He actually took over brewing duties while we were cleaning out the fermenters.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, yeah, this beer has to go somewhere after the brewing process.
Yeah.
Paul, David, and David. best trivia team, and Amanda, exactly. Best trivia team ever.
Yeah.
Word.
Better than me.
The periodic table dancers. That's what our team name was.
Oh,
now we brewed that beer. That was fun. And you guys helped me catalog and inventory the new brew stand, which allowed me to go through and put together all the equipment. And I'm chomping at the bit to get brewing.
Oh yeah, damn, it was awesome.
Yeah, the date that. So you're well. Never mind. You're gonna brew as soon as the permit permits you to brew. That is correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
What do you want? Do you want this can? Do you want this one? This next beer we're drinking is, Daddy's Juice Box. 200% IPA.
Believe it or not.
200% IPA. So there's no beer in here. It's just hops.
It's just IPA.
Perfect.
It's just IPA. It's cool.
Yeah.
It is brewed and canned by True Vine Brewing Company, and they are in a different place that's
Tyler.
Not here. Mm-hmm. Tyler. They're all about integrity, community, and love.
Oh, okay.
That's their core values.
That's an interesting take.
Wow.
That's why I love them so much. I've never had them. This is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
We tried to go to True Vine over the Christmas break, but they were closed the day that we were there out and about. So we ended up going to East Denton. Not Denton. Tyler. Something like East Street Tyler or something like that. Brewing company. Hmm. So big shout out to something East Street Tyler or the brewing company of them.
Yeah.
Your beer was so good, I don't remember your name.
Yeah.
I wonder if they are going to do something with the Toadies.
Because of Tyler.
Oh.
That's the song.
Possum Kingdom?
Or with that one rapper.
Oh,
50 Cent?
It's 50 Cent. Well, I just learned about the... the
Beer
white rapper.
Activity.
I don't even know his name. I just learned about him today. So I was
NF?
Like, oh, I don't... He's the number one selling on Google Play. I was like, who's this guy?
Oh, Little Dicky.
Yes, no.
Little Smokies?
Logic.
There we go.
Post Malone.
Post Malone. Thank you, Chris.
Post Malone.
Good guy.
I was like, this is interesting.
That sounds like an Irish newspaper.
Yeah.
Chris, will you tell us about your relationship with Post Malone?
Well, he's here from Texas.
Now I really hate him.
This is probably completely wrong, but I think he's around Garland. He's maybe around there.
It'd make more sense if he was from Houston because he looks like those kind of rappers.
That's true.
What do Houston rappers look like?
City of the Purple Sprite. They look like they purple drink Sprite. A lot of Purple Sprite. Mm.
That sounds like a euphemism.
Was it like Slim Thug and what was that Little Flip and all those Bun B, all those Houston
Bun
rappers?
B. Who was it? Who's the other?
Paul Wall.
Paul Wall, yeah.
The one that died.
DJ Swamp Ass.
Pepsi.
Little Flip.
It's not the heat, it's the humidity, but that's all one word.
Was it Little Flip? Was that this is the way we bow? All our diamonds fall. Yeah.
The video game one?
Claws, yeah. Oh, the Pac Man.
Game over.
Game over.
Flip.
Oh, God. Jeez. Let's get into. We need to do a rap podcast.
That's
apparently.
All rap is.
Wasn't he
his
part
name?
Of 3-6 Mafia too? I know he was on that Ride and Spinners song.
Ride and Spinners, we ride and Spinners.
They don't stop.
Oh, he's from there too. He's from there too. The what's that? Riding Dirty. What's his name? Chameleonaire. He's Houston too, I think.
Oh yeah, that's right. I actually knew that.
We rolling, we hating. Patrolling, trying to. You guys don't get down with that.
Oh yeah, no, I just
white nerdy. I love that.
I keep a trunk full of weapons just so I feel the lyrics to that song at all times.
Yeah. Weird Al's like rap.
They just
like pseudonym is Strange Albert.
Okay, so quick side story. So I was in a case this last weekend.
A criminal case?
Yes.
Okay. And,
for those who don't know, Rhodey is a liar.
One of the doctors was talking about another doctor
on the stand
and about how he had a rough childhood. And usually, when you talk about rough childhood, you know, you got a bully, someone picks on you incessantly. Mm. It went a little bit further than that. So evidently, he was on a playground and he got bum rushed by a bunch of kids.
Oh.
And they encircled him and then proceeded to pee on him.
Okay, so
Jesus. That happens. So that's just what you never been in a yellow fire drill.
So the reason why I brought that up is because he, from that moment on, what they told me, he would never let anybody bully him again. So he started learning about guns, and now he has a shit ton of guns.
Okay,
so they said that he would target practice. And then he would bring that target practice and slap it up on the wall before surgery, just so no one would fuck with him.
Wow.
He reminds me of a guy I know named Marshall Mathers.
Yeah, that's definitely someone I want to entrust with my life.
And he always wears red.
Oh.
Okay.
So very creepy individual.
Yeah. Hypothetical. In the middle of surgery, someone's bladder releases on him.
Oh, shit. Oh,
does geez. He just, like, go crazy with the fucking scalpel?
Triggered.
Yeah. No, because triggered. During surgery, they have a Foley in, oh, so they're already catheter. Drained.
Yeah, there you go. But what if a little bit, like, splashes out of the bedpan onto his shoe?
He doesn't do urology, so.
Okay. All right.
David's digging.
I'm just trying to to rule out what if scenarios that this surgeon would kill me for peeing on him because accidents happen.
Huh. That took a turn.
When you're part of a podcast, you start trying to think ahead while you're talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got nothing.
How do you like going dark?
I'm going as fast as I can. My brain's like, what are we doing next? It's like, oh, shit.
I'm mentally stumbling.
Found that shit on the black web.
Oh, yeah. Kit Kat over there talking up a storm.
DJ Kit Kat.
Yeah. Wicked, wicked.
Rap podcast. Yo, yo.
Was it a DJ Kit Kat and Twinkle Toes, too?
Who's Twinkle Toes?
I have no idea.
Chris, you really got to stop taking cough medicine when you listen to the show, man.
Explore that a little more cockily, all right?
Do you get a little butter on this?
Butter?
I got a little I hate it, so I drank it very quickly.
Okay. Is that, which one is this? The
This is Daddy's Juice Box. Yeah. I was not at all a fan. This is extremely bitter.
March 6th. Oh, David, are you getting out of the bitterness?
You know?
Your bar is kind of effing my world up because of ciders and dark cherries that I actually don't hate, and I'm like, this is bullshit.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sometimes I just want to just knock something over back there and walk away with my arms crossed. It's like the bar. I mean, this place, New Main, the tap house, is not known for IPAs or bitter. Period.
Unfortunately, no. I tried real hard to get some IPAs, and it was scaring me how long they were staying up on the wall.
It's changed the shape of the ordering.
Yes.
And we're ordering a lot more things that are less bitter and more exploratory and fruits and farmhouses and different kinds of flavors that I'm actually liking.
Yeah. How dare I broaden everyone's horizons? Like,
what the hell? That cider that's up there right now is from the green locust. Yeah.
Yes,
the
locust. Tart cherry. Yeah, man.
It is super freaking good. And so is the Bishop's, the cinnamon mango.
The cinnamango, yeah.
It's like, damn it.
That one was surprising. At first, that thing looked like freaking applesauce. It was chunky and hazy. I was like, oh, sweet haze, bro. And then I tasted it and was like, oh, sweet applesauce, bro.
Tastes good, though.
It was really good. And now it's weird. Like, all of that has cleared out, and it's still a little hazy, but it's got just as much flavor than cinnamon, the mango, and the...
But the thing is, it's cider. It's good. And what I'm liking now, too, is now... So I used to, when people were like, oh, I like beer, I'd give them a beer, and they'd be like, oh, shit, I like it. Now it's like, I don't drink ciders, and I'm like, hey, try this dark cherry. I dare you.
I dare you.
And then they're like, I'll take two.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's like, suck it.
Anytime we have crackberry on, like, people are like, I don't know, that's like a pink-looking drink. It's like, all right, here's a taste of it. Oh, man, that's awesome. You're damn right it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the noise I make when I drink crackberry, by the way.
Mm. Yeah.
Speaking of surprise, have you tried that Into the Wild yet?
Sprinkle some crack on it.
I don't drink Martin House's bullshit.
What do you think it tastes like? Just
does it taste like Cody's tears?
It's actually not salty at all.
Is it another recipe missing one ingredient?
Uh-oh.
Hops?
No, that's the way, you know, it's like, oh, look, this is a new recipe. We just took out the salt.
This one tastes all new. It has the Kiwano melon fruit or whatever in it. It's interesting. It has a really weird nose, but then tastes nice.
So, yeah, would you like it?
Yeah, well, I mean, initially, because I didn't really read into it, I thought it was a sour.
So did I. And it's then, not?
No, yeah. Not at all.
It's just a wild ale, and it's not really meant to be sour.
Well, that's weird. Hmm. You'd think Into the Wild, I would definitely make it a...
Wild.
Farmhouse wild type, like,
especially after La Cura that just came out.
Use some kind of wild yeast. That's what I would have done, but what do I know?
Yeah.
I'm just a bartender.
Yeah.
That's a pretty brutal analysis there. See, beer works.
I'm just playing. I don't really hate Martin House.
No, but I'm really excited about Brutal Beer Works coming on the show soon sometime. Yeah, hopefully. Nope. At some point.
Yep. Perez, if you ever hear this, I'm coming after you now, too. Yeah, dude, we'd love to do it. Just kidding.
Oh.
Not really. He's fine.
I went to my Martin house for my bachelor party. First time going there. It was a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Was the tap room open?
Not the new one. They're just like they're apparently like they just opened up a new one. And I think at 6 or 7 they opened up, but we were already gone by then. Mm-hmm. It was pretty interesting because like, I don't know, it was a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be because I figured, all right, we'll go there with all my groomsmen. We'll play some games. We'll hang out. But we get there. They only have like 5 beers on tap, and then we go out back, and there's no seats or anything.
Yep.
Just like those spool tables. Like, all right, well, I guess we're going to stand and try and play some card games in the sun.
This yep.
Interesting, but...
People love that place.
Yeah. And it was cool. Like, if we had known, we would have bought, like, lawn chairs and maybe, like, you know, Frisbee or something to run around because they have a big open area out back.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's like a requirement, though. It's a freaking parking lot.
It is.
We need to go buy some Frisbees. We just need some Frisbees here. Just regular ones that you can actually catch.
Yeah, not disc golf ones.
Rip your arm off.
Yeah, they don't break your fucking knuckles.
Shatter your whole hand.
No, that's a good idea. I love Frisbee. I haven't done that in a while.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
Yeah, but it was a pretty cool place, pretty big. We went to Martin House, then went to Collective Brewing.
Nice.
And
that place is cool when it's not crowded.
Yeah. So it was nice because we were there. It was just our party and like one other guy. So it basically like we were able to talk to the like people who worked there a whole bunch and hung out and had a whole bunch of sours. So
hell yeah. Nice.
Yeah. It was pretty fun.
Did you guys get to taste any of the wood folk?
Or
dream folk?
I think we had wood folk.
Nice.
Yeah. Shake. Yeah. There were some pretty nice ones. A lot of interesting flavors. But like it was. I kind of did wish they had some more like non-sour stuff available because after like your third, fourth sour, start getting a little saturated on the taste and your burps start like have that like acid kind of
you gotta to it. Pop a couple Rolaids,
yeah,
some Tums,
yeah,
or Maalox or whatever 1980s medicine I'm trying to refer to.
Yeah, but it was pretty fun though. We did that.
You went to the tour right with Martin House? You got $10, 3 beers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool. Pretty well, glasses.
David went out there Thursday, and he was not David Clark, Mr. Gill.
Mr. Gill.
And he said that the tap room is pretty damn sweet. And I was like, of course it is. No, they do good stuff.
Yeah.
I like their stuff.
They just turned 5. Yeah. So they've.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah.
I like
goo, 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 drink beer.
5 years old. Yeah. No, they do good stuff.
Mm-hmm. A lot of fun, though.
Still unfortunate that the cookies and cream video is our number one view.
That's good.
God damn it. I was going through analytics 2 days ago, and I was looking at yours and mine, and I was like, no. Damn it.
Yeah. I went back and watched all those old videos about 2 weeks ago, and man, just it feels like such a long time ago that all those were recorded. Like,
yeah.
It's coming back. We're bringing that back.
We've got
things.
For shizzle.
We had busy things going on, but it's coming back.
Yeah, one like step at a time. Brewery or something, you know,
word.
A little busy.
That.
Life.
And bringing life into the world.
Yeah,
and
literally.
Starting new chapters in everyone's books.
Yeah, moving, you know.
Did you find something out?
I'm just curious what you think of this next beer.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Don't get any graham cracker. And it kind of left me with a little burnt taste.
Definitely a little burny.
Yeah.
I was like, aw.
It tastes like burning.
I feel like I got the marshmallow out of it, though.
You did or didn't?
I feel like I did.
Really?
Maybe. Like the caramelized marshmallow?
Nope. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. Just maybe it's the burning's overtaking everything in my mouth.
It's very roasted and not quite smoky, but burning is right. The alcohol
tastes like burning.
I can actually compare this because when I had 903's birthday Sasquatch that actually does have the marshmallow in it, I can compare it to that because I've drank that beer 3 or 4 times
because
it's really good. And then that one time that I went to BFF and they had it on sale and I bought like 3 of them when I probably shouldn't have.
What?
So I know exactly what the marshmallow can taste like and it's better than that.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, this one's not quite as sweet. This is a little bit more bitter on the back end.
Yeah.
What's the ABV is what, 10.5?
Yeah, what are we drinking? Tell us the words.
So this is a coffee dino s'mores from Off Color Brewing in Chicago.
Ah,
Chicago. It's not bad. It's definitely just burning.
But I feel like the marshmallows at the very end, like 10, 15 seconds after you're done.
After the burny, that's probably like the 1% is the marshmallow.
Yeah.
It's not pronounced, but there's not even much chocolate. I feel like they should have went heavier with cinnamon to give it a little bit more of a graham cracker taste.
Mm-hmm. That would have been nice, yeah.
Or maybe even honey, because you can get cinnamon or honey graham crackers.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that you say that, they have secret ingredients all listed on here.
Isinglass.
secret ingredients: colon.
Marshmallow. Listed. vanilla bean, molasses, graham flour.
What's graham flour?
Flour? So they take graham crackers and they go.
Coca nibs, coffee.
Wow.
And Las Marias Paques.
Hmm. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Interesting.
I like it.
Tacos and burritos. Do you like it?
Fuck you guys, I like it.
This is what matters. There's only one opinion that matters. Yep. We're about to find out.
Yeah.
We're going to see what he says.
The man himself.
If he says good, Rody wins. If he says bad,
his
we
first
win.
Thoughts.
That's all that matters, Chris.
Chris, pressure. Look at me before you answer.
Chris, look at this $100 bill before you answer.
What do you think? Yeah, I already tell.
On the very front, it's actually really good, but at the very back.
I'm going to kill myself, and it's your fault.
It's that real burnt taste. Just,
Oh, you mean roast? You're
this
welcome.
This is a little over roasty.
Yeah.
No, I do see what you're saying, but no,
it's like,
I don't.
Swirl it's your drink a little more cockily.
Yep.
What does that mean, cockily?
Like a cocky person. Yeah.
Oh.
Don't swirl with your. Yeah. Don't do that.
So not the male. Yeah. Not the male anatomy.
No.
My
like
bad.
A drinkster, you know.
That's a different taste sensation.
Yeah, I'm in a different place right now just thinking about those.
Taste stations.
Oh, we've had that before, right?
No, neither one.
The Modern Times we have it?
Not that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a different one.
Wow. We had the New England IPA version. This is stout.
Triple IPA. Oh, good. That's what we need. Mm-hmm. Did anybody bring a 47% stout for this show?
Just a 50.
Anybody, tactical nuclear penguin.
Did anybody go to Avery? Unpack. Mm. With Avery.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? What's the next one there?
I don't know. You tell me. We can vote.
Yeah.
Well, the blue can looks kind of evil. I can't see only see the side. It looks like a bad tribal tattoo from here.
True.
Yeah.
But now
it's the Norse tribal tattoo.
Looks mm-hmm. better. White L, let's go with the stout to follow this stout.
Yep.
Word.
Yeah, hopefully chase this one out.
Oh, Dirk didn't like it. Rody, I think you were the only one.
Yeah, it was just too scorched.
Now the question is, did you buy a 6-pack or a 4-pack?
No, actually, it was just single bottle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nice. Oh, so it's old.
It's supposed to be old. Age that shit.
Stout. Well, if you aged it.
Yeah, joke's on you, David.
So technically, how old was it, do we know?
I don't think so. I don't think it gave a date on it anywhere.
I mean, technically, if it was first brewed, the marshmallow might pop more.
Yeah. True, yeah.
Yep. And then if it aged, it would drop out a little bit.
Yes, so brewers out there, if you're going to dry hop your beer with marshmallows, don't age it.
I would like to do just your regular stout and randle it through graham crackers and marshmallow and chocolate.
Oh, yes!
What about the peeps?
Oh, my God.
Peeps to it.
God damn it.
You can take your peeps and shove them up your peephole.
That would work, wouldn't it?
You know
that
what you could work. Do? You could do a blonde.
Absolutely would.
And then randle them through Sour Patch Kids.
I would also drink that.
I like that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I think that's how Playdate got started.
Oh.
Oh, you know, that was just a poorly fermented patch. Shade. So this next beer...
Sorry, I'm still in awe.
Yeah.
We've attacked two breweries today.
Yay. Ostracize all our friends.
I feel like I'm going Kid Rock. Put the middle finger in the air.
Yeah. This is a Modern Times by Black House out of
San
Diego.
Okay, yes. Tell us more, Dirk.
It's a beer.
Beer?
Yeah, I know. Enough. Crazy.
What's that?
Read these very important numbers that we all probably need to know.
Okay, so the most important thing is IBU. It's 40. And so that matters a whole bunch. Second most important, final gravity. Again, if I don't know the final gravity, I'm not going to drink
good
the beer.
Good call. Good call.
Right, yes, yes.
Read the percentage of the coffees, if you would.
So apparently this beer had its heritage work done. So look back at genealogy. It is 75% Ethiopian and 25% Sumatran.
It says that?
Yeah. I thought
oh,
it was
my God.
Sumerian,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sumatra, not Sumerian.
Yeah.
This beer did not come from Babylon.
It might have.
Did not come from the ancient civilization of Ur.
Yeah. Well, at least it didn't come from Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of brimstone, maybe some sulfur.
I was thinking more like poo.
You could do like, you know, salt pillar.
Come salty on.
Because of sodomy. Let's get sodom you.
Those sodomites.
Sodomy.
Jesus Christ.
Thanks, Chris.
And we're live.
Yep. Just hang on.
Look, Chris has learned a lot from Good Brew Guide. You see him shaking his glass and turning it and stuff.
Yeah. I can see that legs.
That's all due to the essence that is Good Brew Guide.
Word.
Shots fired. Bad. I don't know why that's shots fired, but take that, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about beer also.
Yeah, oh, by the way, Michael, pick up your fucking beer.
Okay. God damn it. This is very porterish.
Yeah.
Is it calling itself a stout?
For coffee, yeah, it's quite light. Not as much impact of coffee.
It's got to be 6% or under.
Untappd says it's oatmeal stout. But
bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
6.3.
Watered down oatmeal stout.
Yeah, I'm not seeing. Oh, 5.8%.
Yep.
So, yeah. Boom. By volume.
Terrible. I'll pour it out in the trash.
Man, we are in a mood today.
Fucking hate this beer.
From the back of the can.
It's true. Any stout that's like less than 7, I'm like, blech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because at that point, you're a stout.
Yeah.
Move along.
Like, if it's less than 7, it's a breakfast stout. And at that point, just make a porter.
Yeah. Just get it.
I personally think something like this needs a little sweetness to it. The lower it is, the more sweeter I would want it. I would want a tiny bit of vanilla in that, and I would probably enjoy it a lot more.
That's true. That would make this a completely different beer.
Oh, it says there is vanilla.
It's so great that you like coffee. I just love that about you. Speaking of which, you're holding an oatmeal coffee stout, positively redolent with coffee aroma and flavor. It kind of tastes like a chocolate-covered espresso bean, only drier and like more beer.
Did you say redolent?
Redolent.
Ritalin.
It's a word.
It's a drug we all take.
Learn a book, Rody.
The pre-show, remember we took it?
Did you say learn a book?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, nifty fact. We're one of the only breweries in the world to roast our own coffee.
Wow.
That's a fucking lie. There's a lot of people that roast their own coffee. Which allows us to be extremely persnickety about which beans we buy and how we roast them. Taste the OCD.
It did not say persnickety.
It does. It used persnickety and redolent in the same super pretentious writing on the back of the can. Although, if I were allowed to write the copy on the back of my can, I definitely would use both redolent, persnickety, and
redundant.
Iridescence, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. That goes pretty good.
There's still a little left in the can. Anyone need a little swiggy taste?
Yeah, the sink does. That guy's thirsty over there. Damn.
We didn't like that beer. Let that sink in. What does that sink want now?
It's not horrible, but
yeah, just
I feel like this would be another one that would be really much better, fresher. November 7th is when this was canned, so it's got a little age on it, and it's starting to get, now that I'm tasting that older coffee flavor.
Yeah,
so that was like over older coffee beer that gets that kind of weird tang at the back. That's a little bit of bitterness and sweetness.
That was 2 days after the revolution.
That's true. Remember the 7th of November. It's when this beer was canned.
Natalie Portman shaved her head. It was a terrible day.
Mm-hmm. It was. It's like, oh no, now you're androgynous.
Oh my.
Still hot though.
Wait, let's find out. Let's find out, Rody. You like this beer, don't you?
I haven't had it yet.
Oh. So I'm about to feel bad again.
Yeah.
Rody's like, y'all are all wrong again.
He's savoring his s'mores beer.
I still like, by the way, especially as it gets warmer.
Can I have some more?
And I do get chocolate, and it's not so bitter.
You're killing me, Smalls.
You got to say, some more what? Oh, you're such a nerd.
How can we have more if we haven't had anything to begin with?
Although it's more like chocolate pudding. God, chocolate.
You're dumb, Smalls. You're an only child. No one ever taught you anything.
Also, by the way, Ian said this is one of his favorite beers. So
That's what happened to him.
That absolutely is. And he moved a lot, too. Yeah.
So, and they're dicks to him for no reason.
And he wears hats with extremely long bills.
What was the deal with that? Is that like a style? I could not figure that out. I was fixated on that the first 5 times I watched Sandlot. And I was like, I don't get his hat.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all stop. You're ruining mine and Bray's next podcast. Knock it off. Actually, not going to text him. We're doing the Sandlot. It's that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
God bless.
Gotta wear those hats too when you do it.
I don't even know if you can get those anymore.
Yeah. Sultan of SWAT.
The Sultan of
SWAT. Who is she?
Babe Ruth.
Oh, I thought you said Bambi. That wimpy. I feel deer. Like.
Do you like it?
I feel like Ian fucked my palate last night.
Ian?
Yeah.
Maybe choose your words better.
That is your mouth.
Because I get coconut out of this.
Palate is mouth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cheers to you, Ian.
Does anyone else get coconut?
If it's there, it's extremely slight.
It shouldn't be there, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Quit licking your freaking sunscreen, man.
If I could get past the dog shit, I might get the coconut.
I'm trying to be professional. Okay, just let me sniff my pits, man.
Hey guys, David's like, I'm gonna need you to go home, Jason.
Yeah,
this is the salty episode on which we drink no gozes.
Woof.
Oh, by the way, that grapefruit goes pretty good. Yeah. Good job, Rilo.
Did you have it last night? Or
I feel like right now is when I should judge a homebrew contest.
Yes.
Oh, this shit fucking sucks.
What is it? Is?
Comments.
Wait, what?
Aroma, 3 points. Negative 70 points. How dare you befoul my mouth with this liquid trash?
I'd love to just walk by somebody, just knock their beer over and be like, that's where it goes.
Yeah. So after you just go straight cat, swig, just like, knock it over.
I feel like that's more the oatmeal.
The coconut that you're getting?
Yeah.
Okay, it's more of a mouthfeel thing rather than a flavor, or is it?
No, it's a flavor.
That's odd. That's really... I'm not getting very much oatmeal.
No sweetness at all.
I don't know what to tell you.
It's broke.
I'm too distracted by the lack of coffee after it went through.
I had 12 so IPAs last night. 75%. Over 12%. So.
75% coffee.
Yes.
75% Ethiopian coffee.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which, obviously, Ethiopian coffee is gross. If it's not shit from a monkey, I don't want it. Because that's the only coffee that I drink.
There is that. I know. Yeah.
That's why I'm
saying. It's like a monkey cat.
Yeah, it's like... You know, $50 a glass. That's what I do.
Yeah.
That's
how
I roll.
Pour that shit. Literally.
That's why I can't.
He's like, how late were you up last night,
that's
Rody?
That's why I can't afford to do anything.
I got home about 2. Oh,
okay. It's not too bad. Get there around 10, you know.
Well, that's good because.
Well, welcome to 7:30, so.
Me and Dirk decided we're going to let you handle things today. And yeah. Still,
awesome. Yep. Yeah. Oh, so nothing changes then.
Yeah. No.
Bam. Salty.
Counter.
I'm going to need to run some numbers reports.
Yeah. Good thing.
About to start busting out your mama jokes.
Woof. Yeah, I think I was only up till like 1 last night playing WoW and drinking beer, so.
Oh, shit. That's
damn. That's not even like, it hasn't even really set in then.
I know, yeah.
You're still in the honeymoon phase.
Yeah. Where's my that's sad button?
Piano music.
It's enjoying the last days of bachelorism. Yeah. That's completely okay.
Well, yeah. The worst part is Alexa plays it with me.
Oh,
so.
That's good.
Oh, hey.
That's nice. Yeah.
The couple that wows together, stows together.
Yes. I get about 20 minutes of game time with Kaylin staring at me like, this is boring.
Yeah.
And I'm like... No, it's not.
Yeah, no, I get real lucky because like, yeah, we play together, so we'll do like dungeons, raids, go on battlegrounds, which we got stomped last night over and over. I don't know if the beer was helping or not. I think it was helping, but
yeah,
my teammates disagreed.
If there's one thing that beer helps, it's hand-eye coordination and words.
Yeah, quick reflexes, you know, just all that is really, really good.
Chris, do you still dabble?
Not in WoW.
I was about to say, y'all should hook up, but apparently not. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, we still can.
Oh, there you go.
Well, what are we talking about? Phrasing.
I believe he's talking about dabbling in Yaz flute.
It was just a phase.
Not in Utah.
Sexy phase.
It was a thing in college. It happened once.
It's so, still on RedTube.
I embarrassingly have been watching the stupid Roseanne thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, same.
And he makes a joke to the little kid about, one day you're going to have a brownie in college, and everything's going to make sense. I was like, oh my God. They make fun of millennials hard fucking
super
gore.
Duper.
I was like, oh, now it's just Roseanne and Dan making fun of millennials, so maybe that's why I like the show.
Yeah.
So funny. He was supposed to build a birdhouse, and then Dan was like, you build the birdhouse exactly like the plans are. And he built this fabulous birdhouse that was nothing like the plans. And he gets mad at the kid. He's like, you build it like you're supposed to. It's a job. That's how you do it. And then the mom's like, no, he's supposed to encourage his individuality, blah,
express
blah, blah.
Himself.
I was like, oh, my God. This is a statement for today. Period.
Yeah.
But I was like, that's the way it works. Because I'm so tired of these. The news is terrible. Tired of the, I don't follow the dress code.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, can't wait till you get an employer and you're like, I decided to do this. And you get fucking fired.
I decided to fire you.
Well, then they try to sue you afterwards.
So dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Wrongful termination.
Why? Because I wanted to wear a short skirt. Mm-hmm. I just, not just women. Guys are doing it too. I want to wear a beard somewhere. The job doesn't want you to have a beard. Get a different job.
Yeah. Find one that suits you.
God, I sound bitter. I'm old.
Yeah.
It's official.
Foxy Man podcast.
I'm already 40. Just change the name of the show to Old Man Jason. We're done.
Yep. Old Man yells at clouds.
Oh, yeah.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
I don't like the way you look. You fucking change, you cloud.
Change bad.
Mm-hmm. I slammed that nasty, uncaffeinated beer.
No, I wouldn't say it was nasty, nice. But...
No, dog shit.
No.
On a rating from...
I'm so sorry, Rody.
Wait, you love monkey shit, but you don't want dog shit?
No, yeah.
Yeah, it's a completely different mammal.
Yeah.
Again, true. Learn a book.
That should be my scale, dog shit to dog food.
There you go.
That's my scale. Oh, this is dog food. It's good, no? But I like it.
I can get you some more of that green zebra.
That was a baby diaper.
Ooh, this smells spicy.
Yes, is there a...
Oh, it's the Einstock.
Yeah, the white ale has Einstock. A color and orange.
All the way from Norway.
Yeah.
Coriander.
Finns don't got some good metals.
Oh. I plays guitars for some metals bands.
It's got Thor on the can.
Yeah, the Odin son.
Stupid death cult. That didn't even have an ending. Now, see,
well, did you see the Doomstar Requiem?
Holy shit, that's disgusting.
Well, that's a pretty good ending.
Sort of a good ending.
Yeah, like if they don't come back for season 5, I guess I'll be happy, but I don't know.
But you know what is probably coming back? Last Man Standing. Thank you, world.
Mm.
Can't have an ending to Death Clock, but you can have Last Man Standing come back.
Yeah.
Thank you. I miss Tim Allen.
No.
I think that show is actually all right, but whatever.
Mm. Smells peppery.
A lot of mind-numbing
spice.
TV.
Spice, baby. Woo.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
spicy.
Oh, it's fucking gross. I hate it.
I think, in the sink it goes, all of it.
I think whenever David cranks out a recipe that he's not too happy with, I just want to show up and sprinkle spice in it and be like, no one will notice because it's spicy.
No!
And that happened.
Yeah.
Womp, womp. Rody did not like this beer.
Oh, yeah.
Hope his keys still work.
Yeah.
Those are not my keys. It's my wife's keys, so it's fine.
There's a towel behind you. Oh, and it's on video, so you can't escape it.
Yep.
Yeah, there's no editing live.
It's like, hey, that didn't happen. Oh, it did. Anyways, no, I find this beer rather entertaining.
Yeah, good.
It's quite good.
Fun.
You like it?
Yeah, it's really good.
The awesome. Chris has spoken. I wish when maybe when Chris gives his reviews, everything else goes finite and we're not allowed to talk. It's like once he has spoken, that is it. It's done. Kind of like that idea.
I have spoken.
Chris walks up to the bar and he's like, I don't like this, David. And you immediately take it off. Mm. You're like, I'm so sorry.
Right away, sir.
I'm so sorry.
Please spare me. Forgive me.
Please take me outside and whip me.
I deserve it. Been very naughty.
Excellent.
This sounded very hot when you said that.
Yeah.
It's the accent.
Did you say sexcellent, David?
It's the accent. But I also said that's excellent.
Or sexcellent.
And also
no,
beer.
Sexcellent, that's a good word. I like that.
Sexcellent, yeah.
Is this the last beer of El Show?
Yes. Aww. Yes, please.
We're 1/5 of the way done with Rody swatting it like an immature person, but, you know, whatever.
I love that beer.
He is like the cat. Just,
Well, let's see. What do we got coming up? Stuff.
Let's see.
Is that brain dead thing?
Secondhand Cerveceria later in the month. As of right now, we should have Sam Wynn next week on Wednesday.
Nice.
From Brain Dead Brewing.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
So I have a couple of Brain Dead beers to bring, and that should be fun.
Yeah.
And he's also a certified Cicerone, so it should be an interesting conversation.
Nice.
So nobility versus the peasants will be the next one?
Well, I mean, I'm almost as certified as him.
You could be a squire.
David's over there cleaning out the latrines.
Kind of. Ah, damn it. What are those family crest things called?
Family crest.
Is that what they are? Yeah. I want to design those now. That'd be so cool.
Heraldry.
Like, you know, squires and knights that are certified and not certified.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Way overthinking this, but I like it.
The House of Newmaine.
Hey, David, I just got a notification. Did you know that you have an event today?
Oh, wow.
I do.
Holy shit.
We should probably go start it.
Wait. We should do a crest for this place. That would be fucking awesome.
That would be
a Newmaine
done.
Crest. Hang a shield.
Dude.
Yes.
Oh, you guys like Game of Thrones? Nope.
Happening.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Yeah,
definitely.
I like those things, especially like with the lions and dragons and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh my!
And you have a crustacean. Good job.
Yes. Yes. Come to the House of Mollusk.
Praise Helix.
Oh, that sounds gross.
Oh yeah, no, that's definitely
sounds like
a different place.
I mean, they take over
Japan.
Stuff. They come in and take over your shit.
So they're German? Barnacles. What are we talking about?
Wow. All right.
Hey, World War II, cheers to you.
That's a well-rounded show right there.
Back-to-back champs.
Did we offend everybody?
So, yeah.
So that Avengers movie was pretty good.
Yes. Woo! Yeah. Liked fun. It was good.
Liked it. Well, the heroes together. Did stuff. Yeah. There was blasts, a lot of blasts.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happening.
Yeah.
Webs.
Fucking pun or something.
There we go.
He got a lot of buttons on you, David.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Yeah, Mitch added a couple.
Yep. Pretty good. This one's my favorite, though.
I'm trying to be a professional. Okay, just let me sniff my pits, man. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not even ashamed of that one. That's the one I'm least embarrassed by.
Yeah.
It's bad that I don't remember any of that nonsense. Did it come from the
last? No, you were on the show.
Yeah, you were on
the
show.
Yeah, that was with David.
You got that crazy for that show?
Well, it was raining, and it was also a very long freaking day. And then I told you could age IPAs, and then God struck us down with a lightning bolt.
Why did you say that?
Because I said, oh, it's IPA. Your beer, and then...
That was actually pretty awesome. That did happen.
Yeah. Perfectly timed. Not a sound effect.
Was it still on the show?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it got cut for some reason. I listened to it.
No, I left that one in. I wanted to make sure I left that one in.
Yeah, because it struck us like, hang on, I got to make sure no one died in my tap room.
Yeah. Everyone's still there? Okay, we're good.
Have we seen David since then?
Good question.
Shit. That'd be crazy.
I haven't seen him.
Way to go, way to go. He was just here.
Well, yeah, big things coming.
Yeah.
Big things coming. We'll continue to, like I said, we got a lot to talk about this Bray and Jason stuff. Mm-hmm. And maybe Chris is going to join us. We're going to bring guests on, whatever. We've got a lot to figure out.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'll be kicked down the pipeline, give us some new flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got other things coming, apparently. Brain Dead and the Cerveza.
Yep. Secondhand Cervezaria.
Yes.
I wonder if that secondhand... I'm going to can't wait to ask them where the name came from.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty. Every time I hear secondhand, I only think about secondhand lions because I worked at the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Corn.
And that fucking trailer played a bazillion times.
Mm-hmm.
No one talks about that movie anymore. It was that one, Stuck on You, and one of the Lord of the Rings trailers, and I had to watch them on repeat.
Matt Damon's best work.
Do you remember the stupid Weatherford? So the Weatherford Theater played trailers in the lobby.
Oh.
So they played on cycle all day, nonstop, 8-hour shift. Same
sounds
fucking
like
five
hell,
trailers
man.
And over. I can quote the Stuck on You trailer and the secondhand lines. Oh.
I'm sorry, Jason. That's terrible.
And it was really funny because you'd watch a trailer and be like, I don't want to see that. And then it would, you know, you could do
you
a
really
montage 3 weeks later. Can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
Re-education.
I've watched this trailer 900 times.
I'm so ready for this.
Can't wait to see Robert Redford and Haley Joel Osment.
Yep.
Do some weird stuff in a cornfield.
It's a different movie.
That's got to be from Arkansas, I think.
Yes, it was.
Jesus.
The best thing that I used to do there was in the movies that I liked, I would go clean because the music would come on.
Oh.
And so Gothica with Halle Berry, it was Behind Blue Eyes by Limp Bizkit.
Oh.
You bet your fucking ass. So the girls would start walking to clean, and I would grab one of my favorite girls. I'd be like, hey, I got this. You watch my stand. And I'd run in there and just be like, no one knows what it's like to be the bad man. And I would just be standing there with the broom and the dustpan. So happy Behind Blue Eyes.
Crowd goes wild.
God, I'd get up on the thing, but my dreams.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I would stand up on the seats.
That is the best mental picture.
I'd get to clean it by myself on the slow days, but on Saturdays there'd be like four people in there, and I'd be a little less. But then my manager would be like, "What are you doing?
Love this song. It's so fucking awesome. Yeah,
it's the best.
It's a cover from The Who.
I love it. Love Limp Bizkit, baby. LB 2000 and. That was it.
Late.
2000.
Hope David's ready. That's what I'm playing all night tonight.
Yeah. Brace.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo, motherfuckers. Yeah. Limp Bizkit. Limp Empanada.
Woof. Well.
Yes. Gentlemen. Right.
That's what we're
going
to
show
on.
So. Yay.
Don't forget to check out our brothers and sister in Controllers and Keyboard. We love you guys. We haven't talked about the... announcement on this show. Oops.
We've not yet. It's going to be coming out this week.
They've already announced it on their show.
All right. Friends and folks, how are you fixed for LAN parties? We've got a huge event that we are teaming up with Controllers and Keyboards July 14th into the wee hours of July 15th.
Controllers and Keyboard.
That guy.
Yes. We're going to do a huge event here. It's going to be called Pint and Play. Normal hours on Saturday, but... At midnight, we kick all the people out except for those here for the event. You will be here playing games all night. We'll have snacks. We'll have Red Bull. I'm probably going to brew my very own special beer that's similar to an energy drink
Spark
flavor profile.
Spark energy
Four
drink?
Loco.
Yes.
Oh, Spark.
Orange cans, man. Those were weird times when
those
I drank
were.
That. Yep. Weird nights. Yep. I'm really drunk and really hyper.
We're going to game into the night. There will be prizes, awards, cosplay, dirtiest keyboard, all kinds of crazy stuff. It's going to be off the chain. Sponsors are... We're getting them right now as we speak. We're about to launch a website, pintandplay.com. We're also going to have a Facebook event, Facebook group. If you guys like gaming or beer and or both, this is your event. July 14th, mark it down on your calendar. $10 to get in.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And you're like, why does it cost money? It's just for the internet.
Yep. Yeah, we're temporarily expanding our internet so that people can play lag-free.
Intranet and electricity. Mm-hmm. It's very expensive.
Yarp.
It's going to be a blast. We're going to do some more commercials and more.
Yes. You will hear more about this.
Every week.
Word.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. And that's a huge event. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I know. Dirk is obviously excited. I don't think Chris is excited.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have a WoW party, full like raiding team. Yeah, it's only game there. It's only World of Warcraft.
I'm in control of the games with GOAT. We're having an NBA Jam tournament. That's GOAT's favorite game. Also, Mortal Kombat. Those are his two favorite. We've already talked in private. He said, don't tell anybody.
Broadcast. Yeah.
Those are his favorite games. He's hiding behind some blockade.
Yeah.
Crazy guy. Don't worry. We'll make sure there's an NBA Jam tournament just for you, buddy.
Yeah.
And the winner will get bragging rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you get.
This will be an extremely fun event. Very excited. A lot of work to do still on it.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out, C&K Crew. Yep. Just Google C&K Crew or Controllers and Keyboards. You will find them.
For shizzle.
They do have an awesome name. C&K Crew is so cool.
Yep.
Unlike Clit.
Yeah, it's a C-Lit show.
We need to change all of our social media.
Slightly different, yeah.
Check out the C-Lit Crew. People read it and then they're like, wait a second.
I bet you we get a whole lot of likes real quick.
Yep.
Check out the C-Lit Crew.
A lot of people watching the live feed and just clicking off immediately.
Yep.
But as long as we put the space in between C and Lit, we're okay, right?
Right. I think so.
Can get flagged. Sure. Yeah. C-Lit Crew.
That sounds legit.
Casually, we put a period in there just to, you know,
there we go.
Cover our bases.
That's our show, folks.
The one hateful thing we left out. See y'all next week.
Bye, friends. Thank you for listening to Casually Lit. This is Dirk from Maverick Rugby. How about you go check us out on Facebook and give us a little like?